ams.queensview.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensview.ca.
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru
Champe, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champe, boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europe. Throw down! Straight back, rock and roll away.
Dojley, it's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard. Well, it's almost time for the 20th Annual Richmond Folk Festival. It's happening in 2 weeks' time, starting on Friday evening, September 27th, and continuing all day and night on Saturday the 28th, and then all day once again on Sunday the 29th. As always, it's your opportunity to see dozens of musical artists from around the country and around the world, all for the low, low price of $0. That's right. Admission is free. Donations, of course, are strongly encouraged by them and by me, by everybody that cares about bringing great music to Richmond. It's an amazing event. It's the largest festival of its kind in the USA, something that all Richmonders can be proud of. But it does always raise that nagging question, which of the dozens of artists that I've never heard of should I go see at the Richmond Folk Festival? And that, my friends, is where Global Agogo comes in. On today's program, I'm going to feature the music of six artists who will be at the Folk Festival in 2 weeks. These are artists I'm going to make sure to see myself, and I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Now, they're not the only six artists that I'm going to see there, but they're on the top of my list, and their music, of course, fits the MO of this show, which is music from around the world in the universal language of groove. I'm going to start out the program with an artist who has already performed live on Global Agogo in the past. Penny Condrarini is a singer and composer from Java in the nation of Indonesia. We're going to hear two selections from Penny's catalog, and after that, I'll tell you more about her. That'll be at the next break. This first song is from her brand new album, Wulansi, which is out in July on New Amsterdam Records. This song is called Jenangula. That's how we're going to get it started today on Global Agogo, and I hope you enjoy the journey with me today. And what you just heard was recorded live on Global Agogo on April 13th, 2016, from a presentation entitled Rumput and Friends Present Shadow Ballads. This was organized by Andy McGraw and Hannah Standiford of the Richmond band Rumput, and it featured, along with that band, four guest artists, American folk singers Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell, and Indonesian musicians Dana Sugianto and Penny Kandrarini. And you're going to hear Penny Kandrarini at the Richmond Folk Festival this year in 2 weeks. You can hear Penny's otherworldly voice on that song, which is called Beringin Kurung, which is how you say banyan tree in Bahasa Indonesia, which is the official language of that country. Penny grew up in the world of Javanese gamelan music. Her father is a shadow puppeteer and musician, and she's a master of the female gamelan singing called Sindon. She has a long-standing relationship with the University of Richmond, which is why she was here in 2016. And most recently, she was a Fulbright visiting artist and scholar at the U of R in 2023. And from her brand new album, Wulansi, which was just released in July by New Amsterdam Records, we heard the song Janangula. Penny Kandrarini, backed up by members of Rumput on that album, and also by another musician who was also the producer, Shahzad Ismaili, who is a very active producer in New York. He plays in the band Ceramic Dog with Mark Ribot, and he's worked with all kinds of people. He's one of these musicians folks. So anyway, Penny Kandrarini coming to the Richmond Folk Festival. And you are listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call at 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment at WRIR.org, or you can drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And because it's the modern world, you can now find me on Instagram as well at globalagogoradio. We'll get back into the music in just a sec, but right now here is a pause for the cause. If you are mesmerized by the sound of a distant train whistle, or secretly enjoy being stopped by a train at a grade crossing, the Richmond Railway Museum is for you. Located in the old Southern Railway station at 102 Hull Street in Manchester, the Railway Museum has real full-size railway cars you can explore outside, with a large, intricate HO-scale train layout and exhibits inside. The museum is open Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays from 1 to 4, with group tours available by appointment, and admission is free. More information is at richmondrailroadmuseum.com. And that's public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Where today's show is focusing on artists who are going to be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2 weeks' time. And the next RFF artist I'm going to spotlight is also from Asia, as is Penny Kandrarini. This is Ustad Noor Baksh. He is a 79-year-old native of Balochistan, which is along the Arabian Sea, cutting across the countries of Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. I'm going to tell you more about him and the amazing instrument that he plays after this next set of music, but I just want you to hear this stuff. It is, it's really awesome. This is the title track of his one and only recording so far, released in 2022, and this is called Jingul by Ustad Noor Baksh, who is going to be on his first world tour when he comes to the Richmond Folk Festival. Check this out.
Thank you.
The sound of Khun Narin's Electric Pin Band from Thailand here on Global Agogo. That's the first band that I thought of when I originally heard the music of Ustad Noor Baksh for the first time. Baksh is going to be playing at the Richmond Folk Festival this year, and Khun Narin's band is not, but that would be great for sometime in the future. Now, the pin is a lute. It's a stringed instrument from Thailand and Laos, and if you electrify it and then play what sounds like the world's longest, craziest Dick Dale surf rock guitar solo on it, that's what Khun Narin's Electric Pin Band sounds like. That's from an album that came out in 2014, self-titled, on the Innovative Leisure album record label, and they call that song Lam Pu Thai, Khun Narin's Electric Pin Band. Now, but getting back to Ustad Noor Baksh, who is going to be at the Richmond Folk Festival, his instrument is quite different from the electric pin. It's called the benju, and it's actually based on a Japanese children's toy instrument called taishigotu. And it's kind of like a slide guitar with typewriter keys, if you can imagine that. It's electrified by means of a motorcycle battery. And really, you have to see this to believe it. There's some great YouTube videos if you want to check that out. But you'll be able to see him play it in person at the Folk Festival. So Noor Baksh has been playing the benju for most of his life. Now, he just made his first recording 2 years ago when he was 77 years old. And as you can imagine, and after hearing it, it caught the attention of a lot of adventurous listeners. So now he's on his first ever international tour, which includes a stop for 3 days at the Richmond Folk Festival. From that recording, which is called Jingul, on Honi Un Honi Records, which I'd never heard of before. And it's available on all the streaming services. There's 5 songs, but there's actually a vinyl version of it that has 11 songs. So it's a full-length album on vinyl. But you heard 2 of the songs. You heard Kalam Lolo was the second, and the first one was the title track Jingul by Ustad Noor Baksh. That is going to be an amazing set of music that he plays here at the Richmond Folk Festival. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Now, don't forget you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or WRIR.org.
Good morning. Welcome to Richmond Airwaves Coffee. What can I get you?
Could I have the breakfast?
Oh, how about the
Mega Double Espresso in the morning with J-Pop and the Screed?
Sounds terrible.
All right. Why not slow your vibe with our National Public Caramel Chamomile Tea?
No, I'm trying to wake up.
Wake up? Then try our Southern Fried Country Pop Sweet Tea. I think it's actually just beer.
That sounds really terrible.
I'm looking for freshness, variety.
Why not the top 40 frap a lot of the same music?
No, I want WRIR's Breakfast Blend.
Breakfast Blend? What's that?
WRIR's Breakfast Blend. A fresh DJ every weekday morning serves up their own individual mix of invigorating tunes. Weekdays from 6 to 8 on WRIR 97.3.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Can I have some?
And this year is Richmond Folk Festival's 20th anniversary. They started the same year as WRIR in 2005. So they have invited a few of their favorite artists back from previous editions for this time. And one of them is going to be featured next here on Global Agogo. And that is Bombino, the Tuareg guitar shredder from Niger, who blew everybody away when he played here at the Folk Festival in 2019. We're going to hear a track from his most recent album from 2023 called Sahel. This song is called Darfuk by Bombino right here on Global Agogo.